Good morning from WRVO Public Media. I'm Leah Landry. It's 8:34. Several faith leaders in the Syracuse area are living the life of the poor this week when it comes to living on a food stamp budget. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, this is the second year members of the Religious Roundtable of Interfaith Works of Central New York are living for 1 week on the Supplemental Food Assistance Program, or SNAP.
The weekly food budget for these chaplains, reverends, and rabbis is $29.40, which comes out to a little over $4 a day. And the hardest thing to do, they all agree, is to eat healthfully. For the Reverend Tiffany Steinwert, dean of Syracuse University's Hendricks Chapel, it means decisions must be made.
I had to eat things that I'm not normally eating, so butter was more expensive than margarine. So I chose margarine. Parboiled rice was more expensive than whole grain brown rice, so I chose that. It's a different process. I would say, you know, I'm not hungry, I'm not satisfied.
Temple Concord Rabbi Daniel Fellman is taking the challenge for a second year in a row.
I had to be talked into doing it the second year. I thought, what are we doing this for again? And somebody said to me, well, the problem still exists. I said, well, you're right. And that was sort of the end of that. And then the realization was, I got to keep doing this, that you know, the problem doesn't go away. And until it goes away, we've got to do something.
Faith leaders hope to stand in solidarity with those across Central New York who rely on these federal benefits to feed their family. They say the general community can also help by lobbying lawmakers to keep SNAP benefits from dropping and also to join in local hunger relief programs. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.